Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
It's a privilege to be here today. Unprecedented time, certainly. And I'm grateful for the moving of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I try my best to be led of God. And yesterday afternoon, he began to impress on my heart to be here. And I thought, well, that's just because we don't have service today. But it was more than that. And I've got a word to share today, because we're living in a time when it's going to take the Word of God to deliver us.
Amen.
And we need to be careful that we listen for God to speak. If ever there's been a time in this country when we ought to be able to hear God, it ought to be now.
Amen.
He shut down everything around us. If you'd asked me 3 weeks ago if there was anything that could shut down every sporting event, every bar, every restaurant, every school system, every college campus, everything going, I would have said there's nothing that can do such a thing as that. But God did something different.
Amen.
God has brought this country to a place where I pray that we're able to hear him speak. Hear him. There's so many things that have kept us as a nation from hearing God speak. And I don't know what it'll take to get us to the place that we can truly hear God speak to us. Listen, if there's ever been a time when we need as a nation to hear the voice of God, it's now.
Amen.
We need the power of God to move in our hearts, and the Word of God to be opened unto us, that our souls might be brought nearer to him, that we might lay aside the sin that hinders us and keeps us from serving him.
Amen.
I know people are afraid, but the Bible said that we've not been given a spirit of fear. We've been given the spirit of adoption. I can assure you today that my God ain't no less control than he's ever been.
Amen.
And that he knows just exactly what he's doing.
Amen.
I'm grateful to be here today and thankful for the privilege. I pray that God will take his word and he'll just use it to bless you and to bless me, and that all of us might do the very best we can just to serve him. I want to read this morning from the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 2. 1 Peter, chapter number 2, I'm going to begin with verse number 13, and I want to read just a few verses there. God brought this to my remembrance, and as we began to search the scriptures and read this the other day, it became clear that as the Christian men and women of God, we have a responsibility when there's a crisis in our country. We have a responsibility, not just civically, but we have a responsibility spiritually to do what's right.
Amen.
We have a responsibility as the men and women of faith to be of that same character, whether our country is living in a crisis or whether we're happy as we can be. So I want to read to you this morning, 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 13 says, "Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake." Now you get that. "Whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well." "For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, and as free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God.
Amen.
Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king." Father, take your word today and anoint it for the purpose to which you've sent it. I pray that it coat the hearts of every hearer, and that we as your people might listen, that we might receive it and become doers of the word and not just hearers only. Use this now to bring peace and comfort to those who are in trouble, to those who are worried, to those who are fearful, and help us to assume our position as men and women of faith, to take up the banner of Christ and to love others more than ourselves, to be unto others as you would have us be. Thank you for what you're going to do. As we pray it all in Jesus' great name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I thought about this scripture, there certainly, and I heard Brother Dustin preaching as I drove in this morning, there is a responsibility for us to live right.
Amen. Yes.
And
amen.
If the ordinance of man change that or begin to encroach on the Word of God, we have a moral and spiritual responsibility to serve God
amen.
First and foremost.
Amen.
And if that means they have to put me in jail one day, then so be it. I'm on record. You just heard it. I'm going to stand for God as best I know how. I'm going to follow the mandates
amen.
Of His Holy Scripture, because I can assure you that in the end, that's what I'll be judged by,
amen.
And not
amen.
By the ordinance of man.
Amen.
But
amen.
May I also say that the Apostle Paul, who wasn't afraid, by the way, to stand against man, if that's what it meant to stand for God, he wasn't afraid, had been beaten many times, had suffered many afflictions because he was bold in his faith, and he was willing to stand
amen.
Regardless of what the circumstances were.
Amen.
But here we find the apostle writing to the churches and assuring them, telling them that the right thing to do as men and women of faith was to follow the ordinance of man.
Amen.
And the reason he did that was because God hath ordained the leadership of countries. He's ordained,
amen.
According to the scripture, he raises countries and he puts them down. He has
amen.
The power to
amen.
Do all of these things.
Amen.
Our God, see, is able to raise up a man as a president or a king or a prince or whatever it might be that leads. He's able to raise a governor into a position
amen.
Of there. He's able to give them that authority.
Amen.
And he does so that there might be order, that
amen.
There might be
right.
not chaos among
amen.
Our society, that there might be laws that might treat the evildoers and keep us in a safe environment. You
amen.
See, God is in control
amen.
Of what's going on
amen.
Civically. Now, there may
amen.
Be a lot of unjustness. There may be
right.
a lot of ungodliness. And there may be a lot of greed in the political system that we live in. But let me be clear to you today. When it comes to who stands on the top and who doesn't, I'm telling you, God is in
amen.
Control
amen.
Of those things.
Amen.
And here's what the Apostle Peter said to his flock. He said, listen, when it comes to the ordinance of man, unless they have violated the mandates of God, you're to follow the ordinances
amen.
Of man.
Amen.
Because this is the will of God.
Amen.
For you and for the people, this is the purpose
amen.
Of God. And brother, that's what we're doing today. It grieved my heart when I heard that news. And me and my wife had been listening many times throughout the last 2 weeks, listening of all the events that had been closed down. And I kept listening carefully for somebody to say something about a church. And I told her, I said, it's coming. It's coming. I said, that's the largest environment of people all across this land. They gather into church. Churches on Sunday mornings and on Sunday nights,
right.
sometimes Saturday nights or Thursday nights and Wednesday nights,
yeah.
people are gathering together because they love the Lord Jesus
yeah.
Christ and they love the body
amen.
Of His fellowship.
Mm.
And I tell you, I heard it when our own governor stood up the other morning and said, you know what, I'm going to have to implore the churches to not have church because this is a gathering when we can spread this infectious disease. Now let me be clear, I have no idea which way this will go. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I have no idea if God will just end this thing right now. But here's
right.
what I do know. When somebody in power and authority gives us a simple encouragement, a reminder to
amen.
Do the right thing, brother, we don't demand the ordinances of man
amen.
And do our best. Now, are we to sit in fear? No, thank
amen.
God I'm not afraid today.
Amen.
I believe that the God I serve
amen.
Is able to do anything.
Amen.
And brother, if it's His will that I get this, I'm going to be just as responsible as I can be. I can tell you as a pastor, I love hugging on people and shaking hands, but I've been awful careful the last week or two not to do any of that. Amen. I've nearly had to tie my hands, tie my back, how to keep from doing that. But here's what I want you to know. I want to be safe, and I want to help
amen.
You. I don't want this thing to get worse if I can help it.
Amen.
But here's what I am
yeah.
going to do. I'm going to worship God regardless.
Amen.
We may have had to close the doors of our church temporarily, but I want you to know that don't mean I can't serve God.
Amen.
It don't
amen.
Mean I can't read His Word
amen.
And I can't feel His Holy Spirit. Thank God He ain't in that building anyhow.
Amen.
He's in me.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for the privilege.
Amen.
I've never seen a time like this. It's unprecedented.
Yeah.
I stood in our own church on Friday night at 8 o'clock and preached empty benches. Never had to do that before, and it was a bit nerve-wracking to look back there and there wasn't an eyeball staring back at me. But you know what? It may take things like that.
Yeah.
And if you're listening today, you're welcome to join our website. You're welcome to listen to that message. Whatever it takes, if it'll open up the Word of God to somebody that needs to hear it, then oh, I pray that God will use this time. Yeah. He shut everything down. He slowed this nation to a crawl. May I say today, I'm grateful for the power of God. I'm grateful for what He's doing. I'm grateful that He's able to help you and I want to share with you today quickly. I have no idea what time it is.
Let's go.
Amen. Let me say this to you this morning. I want you to think about the prophet Elijah. The Bible said that he had experienced the grandest of victories as he stood there on Mount Carmel that day. Right. And that great competition concerning who God was began to take place. He stood there and watched as the prophets of Baal, hundreds strong, leaped up on the altars, cried out unto Baal, crying and praying God, asking Baal to rain down fire and to consume that sacrifice. And they even began to cut themselves with knives. Amen. The scripture said that they went from morning all the way up to noontime. Amen. Calling on a God that wasn't there. Amen. I tell you, we've got nations all over this world. Amen. What's happening to America today ain't happening. It's happening everywhere. Amen. We ain't just a part of this. It's all one thing across this globe. Amen. God is using this very thing to bring us to a place of awareness. Friend, that there is no one but my God. There's no one greater than Jehovah. There's no one that rules and lives in this world but my God. Whether he can do that if he wants to. Amen. He's got all power. As Elijah watched him call on Baal. Amen. And there wasn't even smoke coming from the offering. Amen. There wasn't a spark came. Amen. From Baal. I want you to know that I ain't serving a dead God. I'm serving a living God. And if it takes something like this, amen, to raise up America and to restore our faith in God, amen, and to get us to where we can hear Him, then so be it.
Amen. Amen.
May God bless us and help us. The Bible said that Elijah, he watched him. He said, maybe your God's on vacation.
Amen.
He encouraged him, keep on. I believe the one thing he wanted to make sure that everybody watching understood that Baal did not exist.
Amen. Yeah.
Maybe he can't hear you. Maybe he's taking a nap. Here's what he wanted them to know. There ain't no Baal.
Amen.
Brother, for America, there ain't no other God.
Amen.
And the one that has delivered his son to rescue you and me.
Amen.
Amen. There's no other power than that. There is nothing greater than that.
Amen.
America
Amen.
Will rise and fall by that. And I want you to know Amen. That the power of God is still real. And it is an opportunity for us to be faithful right
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
In the circumstances we're in. Not to lay down. Not to give up. Not to be in fear. But to stand boldly.
Amen.
Knowing that our God is still in control.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
When they had done all they could do. Elijah told him, he said, fill me up some water. Now, that's scarce in those days. There'd been a drought for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
I don't know where they come up with barrels of water, but he commanded, bring me some water, and they filled her up. Barrels, and the scripture said he had them soak it 3 different times.
Amen.
Made sure she was good and wet. Amen. He didn't want no excuses made.
Amen.
About how that thing caught a fire. He wanted to make sure there wasn't any doubt about what was fixing to take place. Because Elijah knew what they didn't know is that God in heaven is still in control.
Amen.
They may have pleaded with Baal for 4, 5, 6 hours. Amen. But Elijah just stood up there and he prayed a real simple prayer. He said, God, I know you're able to do this.
Amen.
And I know they need to know it. Would you send down the fire and prove who you are? Amen. I believe you no more than said it.
Amen.
How the heavens opened up.
Amen.
And fire came down.
Amen.
And it licked up the offering that was made fire. It soaked up every ounce of water in fire. Amen. It even licked up the dust that was around it.
Amen.
When Elijah left there that day, there wasn't any doubt that God was real.
Amen.
Amen. They took the forces, all that was there. Every one of the prophets of Baal, and the scripture said, slew them all. What a great victory for the people of God. And yet there was still an enemy. There was still an enemy. The Bible said, oh, Jezebel, she found out about this. And boy, she was upset. I want you to know that there's people who will try to use these circumstances for their own benefit.
Amen.
Amen. The political parties of this country will use what's going on, whether it's good or bad, to try to influence their own parties and to encourage their own. Let me tell you something today. I don't know what they're going to do, nor can I control whether it's good or it's bad. But I can tell you that my God is not out of control.
Amen.
And He still loves His people.
Amen.
And He will take care of you and me, regardless of the situation.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, friend. You might be a good Christian and sitting out there today, I wring in your hands, worried about what's going to happen. May I say to you today, take heart. Amen. If He loves the little bird, He said He loved you more.
Amen.
If He clothed the flowers of the field, He said He'd clothe you.
Amen.
Your God ain't there. He ain't gone and He ain't out of control.
Amen.
He loves you today.
Amen.
And He'll help you.
Amen.
I tell you right now, I'm encouraged.
Yeah,
I'm encouraged. Yeah. Amen. We might not be able to have service as we have been, but
right.
I tell you, this may open up venues.
Yeah.
Amen. That
Amen.
We haven't I've been a part of before. This may get people out of their boxes and out of their form of passion.
Amen.
And it may put them into a place with a heart for Jesus Christ that lights this world on fire.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Elijah did something he shouldn't have done. And I'm afraid that a lot of people's going to do that in this circumstance.
Right.
They'll hide.
Yeah.
They'll hide. Oh, Elijah, he set out to hide from Jezebel. He ran for the wilderness. He ran trying to get away from this. And yet the scripture said he took his servant right to the wilderness. He told him, he said, you stay here. I'm going on in. The Bible said he went on in there. And brother, you'll find that he went as far as he could go and he laid down. I want you to know that even if you're out there and you're concerned, you're worried, you don't know what to do, you don't know how this is going to turn out, you don't know how it will affect your family or your job or your income or anything else.
Right.
I want you to know today your God will never take His eye off you.
Amen.
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 You don't be worried and say, boy, that ain't something a Christian ought to do. But I want you to know your God loves you today.
Amen.
He's not going to leave you. Amen. He won't forsake you. He's going to be right there helping you in all of this. I want to say this as we get near to the end. Here's what the scripture said. The Bible said as Elijah laid there asleep, an angel came, woke him up, said, Elijah, rise up and eat. The Bible said he woke up, looked, the angel baked him a little bread, brought him a little bit of water.
Amen.
Amen. Said, you're going to need this, buddy. Need this. The journey's too great for you.
Amen.
I want you to know. I don't know how bad this journey may be, but I've got one.
Amen.
My elder brother won't never leave me.
Amen.
He won't never forsake me. He's going to be right there to the end. My God will provide for
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
He will take care of His own.
Amen.
He woke up Elijah multiple times.
Rise
and eat, he said. You're going to need this. I want you to know you may have to tune in to every broadcast available to man. Amen. You may have to find in the wee hours of the night your blessed book and open it up and hear God speak to you.
Amen.
But here's what I'm saying.
Amen.
He won't depart. He
Amen.
Won't leave. He's right there.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible said, oh Elijah, he went in the strength of that meat and he got up on that mountain. And he was hunting for God. I tell you right now, people are going to go to hunting for God in this
Amen.
Thing.
Amen.
They're going to be trying to figure out, where's God?
Amen.
Where's God at? The Bible said, oh, Elijah got up there and God sent a big old wind through.
Yeah.
Then He sent an earthquake through. Then He sent a fire through. Oh, that's powerful. Amen. The earth shaking, rocks breaking open. Amen. Everything burning down. Amen. And Elijah said, God wasn't in those things.
Amen.
You might see the circumstances and say, I've never seen such as
Amen.
This. But I want you to know, hey, God ain't in some of this stuff.
Amen.
Amen. Man will take and distort some of this.
Yeah.
And He'll create fear and create panic and chaos. But listen
Amen.
To me, God ain't in those things.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to close with this. Oh, Elijah, he was hunting for God. I pray, Robert, people go to hunting for God.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, if ever there's been a grand opportunity.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Thank you, Jesus, for a time when men and women have got to stop.
Amen.
Hey, they pushed to stop and listen to the Almighty. Pray
Amen.
To God that they hear Him. Oh, Elijah, as he is on top of that mountain, They was. He said, God ain't in the wind.
Yeah.
Amen. There's going to be a lot of blowing going on. Yeah. God ain't in the wind. He ain't in the fire. He ain't in the rocks. Oh, Elijah, just waiting. Where's God at? I want you to know God was had been near him the whole time.
Yeah.
Amen. On top of that mountain, there was a cave there. There was a refuge that was already in place.
Yeah.
And that's where Elijah was. And the Bible said that in the back of the cave, amen. You know what that tells me, Robert? He's there all the time.
Yeah.
He never left him. Amen. He had shown him other things he wasn't in.
Amen.
So he wasn't confused about who was in charge.
Amen.
But there we find in the back of that old cave, there was a still, small voice began to speak. Amen. I want you to know, dear Christian, that still, small voice is still there.
Amen.
He ain't left you.
Amen.
He won't leave you.
Amen.
He'll go with you even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
I want you to know that our God is faithful to do all these things.
Amen.
He spoke to Elijah from the back of that cave. And the scripture said, the Bible said, he said, Elijah, what are you doing here? Some of you are going to have to ask yourselves questions. What are you doing during this time?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing right now when the churches are shut down? You laying around at the house, amen, because there ain't no service. You just laying around spiritually and you ain't doing anything. I want to beg your pardon and challenge you this morning, because now is the time. If ever we've been at work for God, amen, now is the time to do it, Robert.
Amen.
They're slowed down.
Amen.
They ain't running everywhere, here and there. Amen. Ain't got time for you.
Amen.
Amen. There's a bunch of people wanting to know now who this God really is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord got his attention from that still small voice in the back of that cave. He said, Elijah, what are you doing here? You in a place where I can't use you.
Amen.
No, Elijah began to holler. He said, God, he said, they've killed all your prophets.
Yeah.
Amen. He worried, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's scared to death.
Yeah.
He said, they've killed all your prophets. And he said, they're coming after me. Amen. Don't you worry about the world nor the circumstances,
amen,
friend. Your God is in control still.
Amen.
We can't see what he's doing, Robert.
No.
We don't know what he's at.
Right.
But I have to tell you right now, he's still in control.
Amen.
And I can promise you that my God, whatever it is, will be good.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
He said, Elijah, he said, get down off this mountain. Well, some of us need to get some clear instructions from the Word of God.
Amen.
He said, I've got 7,000 that have never bowed a knee to Baal. You know nothing about.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got any ideas what he was saying, what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
You can't understand the magnitude of what I have already orchestrated and put in place. I want you to know that regardless of whether you feel alienated, isolated, or out of touch, here's what I can assure you. Your God is working behind the scenes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
He said, now, he said, I've already orchestrated a bunch of things you don't have any idea about. You ain't got no reason to be up here.
Uh-huh.
You don't have any reason for you to be in this place whining and complaining about all these things that you thought were true, but they were lies.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
They were lies. He said, now get down off this mountain and preach my word.
Amen.
The Bible said, oh, Elijah left off that mountain and he went down there, and it wasn't long. He had somebody to help him.
Oh,
Elijah joined him.
Amen.
Amen. And he found them 7,000 prophets that had never bowed a knee to Baal, and he yielded himself to God and became mighty again in those works.
Amen.
And God did a great thing. I want you to know that God's going to use what's going on here for the good of his people.
Amen.
The good of his. I want you to, God loves the whole world, friend.
Yes.
This ain't happening in a corner. It's not happening in some form of isolation where only a certain group of people are affected. Amen. White, black, red, yellow, it don't make any difference. Everybody is in the same boat together.
Amen.
I want you to know that's the way it's always been.
Amen.
And God is opening up our eyes and showing us the condition of this world, not just Blount County, not just Tennessee or America. He's showing us the condition of the world.
Amen.
Is sin sick.
Amen.
And what we need is power of God to move among us.
Amen.
And we are the instruments of that power.
Amen.
God has called us for the purpose of standing firm and being careful.
Yes. Amen.
And doing the very things that civically and spiritually both matter. And we, as the leadership of those churches and the caregivers of those flocks, need to be truly careful that we do everything
Amen.
We can based on the ordinance of man, which are meant, according to Peter, they're meant for our good.
Amen.
They're meant for our good, and so is the will of God, he said, for you. And these things are important, as much as it might grieve us not to see the doors of the church open. Amen. I wept the other day when I realized I was going to have to make an announcement that the church doors would not be open. It grieved my heart, and I wept before God. But then I know my God's doing something great. Amen. Yeah. He wouldn't shut the doors of my church.
Amen.
No. Not unless he had a greater purpose.
Amen.
And oh, how I pray I don't miss that. And I pray that my eyes be open and my ears be open to what God's trying to show me, what God's trying to tell me, what God's trying to do for each one of us. Listen, now's the time that we be supportive of one another. We pray for one another. You might be stuck at home. There ain't no better time than you to pick up the Word of God now.
Amen.
Get back to where you want to be.
Amen.
Amen. Some of you prayed that you just wish you had more time.
Amen.
Well, now you've got it.
Yeah, amen.
Now you've got it.
Amen.
What you going to do with it?
Yeah, right.
You can do like old Elijah and you can run and hide. But amen, you're going to find God going to send you out of the cave. He's going to tell you what you need to do if you'll start listening. How I pray that America will start listening to God. That we as a people will start listening to God. Oh, this is a great awakening. It's a great opportunity for our churches.
Amen.
To awake spiritually. What some of them may find out is that they ain't been able. Amen. To operate. Amen. They depended on a pastor. Amen. To get their food every day.
Amen.
They depended on somebody else to spoon feed them and babysit them or handle them. I want you to know that my God today wants a relationship with you.
Amen.
He wants you in your home to be seeking His face and listening for His voice.
Yeah.
He wants you in your everyday life. Now that it's slowed down. Now that it's cautious. Now that it's aware and paying attention. He wants you.
Amen.
To yield yourself to Him.
Amen.
That He might move in you and draw you nearer unto Him.
Amen.
I have no idea what God will do with this. I have no idea how He's going to fix it or change it or arrange it for you or me.
Right.
But here's what I can tell you. He won't leave me.
Amen.
He won't leave me. And He won't leave His church.
Amen.
Amen.
We can think of all the things that could happen. And certainly if you allow it, your mind will just run away with that business.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You can think of all those things. But I want to encourage you to think of what's better. Think of those things that are good.
Amen.
Think of those things that are lovely and wholesome and perfect and spiritual and blessed. Amen. The Word of God today is the voice of God.
Amen.
It is the very thing that is going to speak to us through this time of crisis. The Word of God will be our direction.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit open it up to you. Let it fill your heart. Let it give you the very thing that you need through this hard time. I'm gonna dismiss us in prayer, and then Bill, you can close us out. I don't know how much time we have left, but let's pray. Father, I pray for every hearer of this word. I pray, Lord, that as even now it's being recorded, that you'll take this message, that you'll take this good word, and that you'll distribute it to the very hearts of every hearer in this county, in this, whatever you need it to be, God. These are unprecedented times, a time when truly we have no idea what's going to happen. We don't know how to fix it. We don't know what to do, but we are believing you and we are trusting you for every precious believer and every precious soul that's out there that needs to believe. May this be a time of great revival. May be a time of great refreshing. May be a time of people finding their place in the house of God. How we thank you and love you and pray your glorious blessing upon it all. For we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen.